Welcome back to IT Camps. I'm Harold Wong with Microsoft, and in this session, I am going to go ahead and do a demo of the Windows Azure portal and how to create a virtual machine so that you can start taking advantage of the IaaS capability in Azure. So let me go ahead and switch over to my demo machine now. Everything I'm going to do is pretty much from the browser, so I am in IE. I am going to go ahead and hit the manage.windowsazure.com site, and it's going to ask me to sign in, so let me go ahead and sign in with my ID. Since I'm using a Microsoft account, it's going to take me to a slightly different screen, but shouldn't make a difference. You'll sign in with your live ID, and you will see something similar to what I'm looking at. So in this case, I've already got a few things going, but I will go ahead and create a new virtual machine. So all I need to do is click on New, and I get options to create different items in here, and I'm going to choose Virtual Machine. So I can do a quick create, or I can also choose from the gallery. In my instance, I'm going to choose from the gallery. And you can see over here, there is a SQL Server Evaluation Edition. I've got two versions of Server 08R2, a couple of Windows Server 2012 RCs, and then my different Linux builds. I also have another one that I spun up called HWTest Ubuntu. So that's another VM that I have that I can also build a new one from, because it's just going to use it as a template. In my case, I'm going to go ahead and choose the Windows Server 2012 release candidate June 2012. I'm going to click the arrow over here and go to the next screen. I'll give this one a name. So we'll call this IT Camp Demo A. I'll probably put HW in front so that there's uniqueness. The username automatically becomes administrator. I just get to put my password in. So let me type my very secure password. And I can select the size. Because I do want to attach one or two persistent data drives, I'm going to go ahead and just choose the small instance, which is one core and 1.75 gig of memory. I'll click Next. I am not going to connect to an existing virtual machine. I'm just going to make this standalone. If I were to connect to an existing virtual machine, I would specify the one I want to connect to. So I'm just going to make it a standalone. And once again, I'll call HWIT Camp Demo A. I will automatically generate a storage account. I could have also created the storage account first, which is a Windows Azure storage account, before I come to this step, but I'll just auto-generate it and let it create one for me. I can select the different regions that I want to deploy to. I will go ahead and select West and click Next. If I had an availability set I wanted to create, I could do so. I'm not going to worry about availability of this VM other than what Azure already offers to me. And I'm going to click the check mark, at which point it will go ahead and start provisioning that VM. So you can see the status over here. See the nice, beautiful little green status bars moving up, and I can see that it is actually trying to do something. I can go ahead and click on the details, and it'll show me the specifics as it's going through and provisioning that VM. That will take a few minutes, and rather than sit and watch the green bar, as pretty as that is, I'm going to go ahead and look at this other VM that I've created already. The beauty of something in the cookbook or in the oven. So I'm going to click on HW Demo A, and I'm going to connect to that so that I can show you. We'll click Open. So this is going to open up a RDP session to that particular VM on this particular port. So you can see I am indeed on that server. It is an evaluation copy, and it's server. But I am in Azure. If I go look at my file system here, you can see that I've got a couple of disks. I've got a C, this temporary, and I already attached a VHD to this, which is drive F. Let me go ahead and start my computer management. And you can see the disks that are associated. So this is the OS drive, which is something I don't mess with. It was created for me automatically. I attached this 5 gig drive that I turned into volume F. So let me go ahead and minimize this real quick. I'm going to go ahead and attach another disk, and I'm going to attach an empty disk. If I created a disk already and it's in existence, I can choose to attach a disk. But let me just show you how to attach an empty disk real quick. And you can see, because I've selected my virtual machine, it's associating it here. It's giving me a storage location, and it's giving it a file name already. I can change it if I like. I'm just going to accept the default, and I'm going to set a size of 7 gig. And I'm going to click the check mark. So now, once again, you can see the moving green lines, and it's attempting to attach an empty 7 gig VHD file to HW Demo A. Let me go ahead and go back to my virtual machines, and let's see. We can see it is updating HW Demo A, and it is provisioning HW IT Camp Demo A. I do want that to finish. Probably will take another few minutes, but let me go ahead and jump back over to my virtual machine, the RDP session. And if I refresh, eventually we will see another disk appear as part of this, because what's going on is Azure is actually provisioning a VHD file. So it has to create the VHD, and then it's going to modify the settings of this particular VM, and it's going to attach it as a additional drive, and it will show up in here, and there you go. Now it's disk 3, it's not initialized, so I would do as I would normally any new hard drive that I stick into a server. I will come in and initialize it, click OK, and so now it is initialized. It's a basic disk, it's online, and I can choose to create a new simple volume, click Next, Next, and we'll do a quick format. Cancel that one. And so you can see it is formatting. As soon as it finishes, I will see my drive, what is it, FG, pop up over here. Let's just refresh. Takes just a few seconds sometimes. But you can see there it is. Drive G has now appeared. I can go ahead and create, you know, a new folder, whatever it is. And there we go. So now in my VM, it's just like I would normally have an OS in a VM, except for this sits in Windows Azure. I can see there's networking components, right? Everything in here I can fully customize. I can install an application. I can do what needs to be done. So let me go ahead and minimize that. And let's see, this is, looks like it's probably almost done. But you can probably see that I get a lot of good statistics in this dashboard as it's associated with this particular environment. So I can see how long it's been up, some of the usage stats. And the same goes for my HW Demo A. I was really hoping that this would complete. While we wait, I do want to go ahead and point out that I can see the VM instances, I can see the different images that I might have. I haven't uploaded an image, so that's why nothing shows up here. I can also look at all the different disks that I've created. So you can see there's a disk here. These are the two that I created. There's another one for the OS here. I've got one for my Ubuntu environment, and you can even see which one is the OS disk versus the data disk, and I can create a disk straight from here as well. All right, so the interface is very straightforward, very simple, very easy to use, and this is taking just a little longer than I had hoped for, but either way, it is almost done. In the meantime, I do want to point out that if you go to aka.ms HW Azure trial, it will redirect you to this Windows Azure 90-day free trial. So please go ahead and go to that, sign in, and test it out yourself, right? You get quite a bit of stuff for free for 90 days. No obligation, so just go ahead and have fun with it while you can. Let me see if I can't come back over here and we'll try to connect. It may fail, but we can at least give it a shot because it's not fully up yet. We'll see. Oh, there we go. We are indeed in, and this is the new one that I just set up. So I did want to at least show you it is fully functional. I'm going to log in. It's going to create my profile, and if I wanted to attach a VHD to this image as well, I could, right? So I think that's probably sufficient to show you that the management of VMs in Azure from an IaaS perspective, at least the basics, is fairly straightforward. And in future sessions, we plan to cover a lot more around networks and more details in storage as well. But at least for a quick demo, this should show some of the basic capabilities that we had. So if you took a look at that demo, hopefully it was easy to understand, easy to follow. And as you create that environment yourself for that 90-day trial, start working with it. Start playing around and deploy multiple VMs and see how you can connect them together, create them as standalone, create them as connected, start working with the virtual networks. So I do want to thank you for taking the time to watch this demo. I also want to call out a few, you know, call to actions or a few next steps. I already pointed out the first one, which is the Windows Azure 90-day trial, but if you are indeed looking to do an end-to-end hybrid cloud solution, then I also encourage you to download Server 2012 and System Center 2012. Right? I have the links up there for you. Take advantage of the Virtual Academy and start getting some training on there, because it is free training. So please do take advantage of all the capabilities and all the resources that are available to you. And if you haven't taken time to watch some of the other videos as part of the entire IT Camp series, I do encourage you to go ahead and watch those other sessions as well. And with that, I want to thank you for your time.